Well, I guess the ball is rolling, as it were. Yesterday we did our graduating student colloquium, so everyone who is getting ready to graduate stood up for 12 whole minutes for 6 years worth of work and talked about what they were doing, which frankly is totally trivial in the context of, you know, all the talks we usually do, and I got a job giving talks. I've given colloquium to random people I don't know and lots of people I do know, and I talked at a national conference, and there was something about this talk that totally pushed me over the edge. I mean, it went really well. People apparently didn't see deep in my eyes that I thought I was actually going to just drop stone dead at any moment. And I had to think about it because really, you know, I am not a stage frighty person. I'm not an easily perturbed person. But I think it must be something. It's a little bit like the throwing down of the gauntlet. Like, once you tell everybody that you're actually quite serious about this finishing, then you have to stick with it. Now, of course, my intention is to stick with it, but at some point, you actually have to be brave enough to stand up and tell everybody that here's what's going to happen, and you're going to follow through, and here's sort of the public declaration. Now, of course, it's deeply foolish to even be wound up about that, because I don't have any other intentions but to finish, and I'm thrilled, and I'm so excited about all the things that are coming next, and there's just something about it, and yeah. It was incredible. I have not had such an epic fail in such a long time. Not, you know, externally, just the internal epic fail of knowing what the hell was going on. I mean, I can, like, yeah, I don't know. And I tell myself, it's like, I can hold it together in all sorts of ridiculous situations. Apparently not this ridiculous situation, which was deeply encouraging. Although, at least afterwards, we went to a lovely party, and charmingly ridiculous 2-year-old was entertaining for all. So at least everyone got to enjoy him as he tried to learn to play piano. It turns out 2-year-olds have tremendous piano technique. He had a very nice hand rolling that seemed very effective. But now I'm going to pull myself together and pack snacks and go back into the world to finish this thing I have now declared that I'm going to start. And I think it'll be okay. I'm hoping that I just keep the bugging away. Maybe the world won't notice that I spend practically an entire day frozen in fear. And, you know, I tell myself, well, perhaps this isn't true. Perhaps lots of people don't feel fear. And I don't know. I tell myself those people are foolish or they don't exist. But, maybe it's true. Maybe this is a deep internal fail. And this is like some horrible failing of mine, not being able to hold it together. But I tell myself that actually this just, you know, develops a deeper sense of compassion and empathy for the people who come afterwards who also experience this. So, there we go. I think it's all under wraps. For now, it's hard to say. There's, you know, probably 8 more weeks to go. Probably 5 more weeks before I have to turn everything in. So hopefully there will be no major crises between now and then. So if Greece could manage to hold its economy together, that'd be sweet. If the Conservatives could manage to not win the election in England, also sweet. I'd be a fan of the hung parliament, although I really liked someone from the SNP called it a balanced parliament. Doesn't that sound charming? A balanced parliament. Not a hung parliament, which is like, oh, panic, we're all going to die. A balanced parliament, where people have to talk about their ideas. Although one could argue that we're fairly balanced here in the United States right now, but see, with only 2 parties, it doesn't really work. And that's not really making people discuss so much. So it's really hard to tell. Although I do like the idea of the Queen, you know, if someone brings something to the Queen, they're like, we're ready to form a coalition government. She'll just be like, I don't really like it. Maybe you could go talk about that some more. Thanks. That would make my day. But I'm not sure. Your Queen's still a little subtle, a little less sassy. Maybe she's sassy. I don't know. No one talks about queenly sass. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, if Germany could get it together and help Greece, you know, just a little stability in the world, that would probably help my mental well-being also. So if everyone could get on that, that would be much appreciated. Thank you.